call received from home care agency.
Yes, is this for Jackie?
What are you looking for?
This home care, Ms. Jackie?
Yeah. This is home care. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Ms. Jackie. This is,
This is not Jackie. My name is Shindel, but I can help you for looking for home care services.
Okay, I'm speaking. This is Ms. Robbins. I'm calling for my home care worker, used to be Raphael Robbins.
Mhm. Okay. How can I help?
And he's no longer working for me now.
Okay. Do you want us to send you a new caregiver, or do you want to sign up a new caregiver?
Yeah, I wanted to make my grandson my caretaker, but I guess I have to come in, right?
So let me take your information, and then let me see if I can help you. What's your date of birth?
My date of birth is 9/21/58.
Okay, and what's your social security number?
186-54-8799.
Okay, let me see if you can pull up your Medicaid information. Okay, Anita Robbins.
Yeah, Anita Robbins.
Keystone First Community Health Choices. Okay.
Yes.
Sure, what I could do is I could take your grandson's name and phone number. We will send the application. And
okay.
As soon as he's onboarded, he could begin working for you, and he'll get paid.
Okay, can he has to come in, and can y'all show him the trades or what he has to do?
We will call. I'll transfer you then to an intake coordinator, and she will explain anything, any questions, anything what he needs to do. She'll explain
okay.
it to him. And also, we will need to call the service coordinator from Keystone to have her send us, our agency, the authorization so your grandson could get paid.
Okay. My grandson's name is Judith Robbins.
What's the name again?
Judith Robbins.
J-U-D-I-T-H?
No, J-U-D-A-S.
Z as in zebra?
J-U-D-A-S,
David?
J-U-D-A-S.
What?
Judith.
Yeah, I don't know how to spell Judith.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's something
like that. Yeah, it's
Robbins. J-U-D as in David A-S. Judith Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his number?
I got Judith's number. Let me look it up.
Okay.
Let me look it up because I got it on my phone.
Sure.
Wait a minute.
How many hours are you approved for?
38
a week.
40.
You need to get the address and name and everything
before
you call them.
Yeah, but they're going to call him and send him a paper. Wait a minute.
I know you got to get a
vaccination.
You got to get.
I had it right here. I don't know where the hell that I don't have it. His father sent it to me, too. Oh, Jesus. Here it go. His phone number is, hope this is it, it's 445-321-1117.
17. And what's your address?
My address is 1835 North 24th Street.
24th Street. And the zip code?
19121.
In Philadelphia. Okay. Any minors in the home?
No.
Okay. Now, I would like to call now the service coordinator for Keystone and request for her to send us the authorization to our agency family.
Sure.
So,
sure.
So our agency is Family First Care, so we'll let them know that we will send Judas the application, and they need to send us authorization, so as soon as he's submitted the paperwork, we could begin, we could pay him, so we have authorization. So let me check who the service coordinator is, and let me see if I can get the number.
It's J-U-D-A-S. And I ain't got that phone number. We got 445. I don't have no number.
And you're not sure if it's 38 to 40 hour? It might be 40?
You got another one?
You need to come on, Judy.
Okay. I'm going to make sure I give you the right phone number, too.
Okay.
I'm going to call him and see if he answers. I never know who he is. His number would be 445.
It was
like Brittany is the service coordinator. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see if she's available.
If they're not, I can call them back and give them the right number.
You should have called you. They got his
information. They'll call me back. Can you call me back? Where's my internet? Say your name. Say your number again.
My number? You're talking to me?
Yeah. I just called you. Say your number again. I just got it on my phone.
You talking to me? You want my number?
Yeah, but I don't see it on my phone yet. I'll call you back.
Can I send you a text? You could check the text I just sent you.
Right. So I'll make sure I give you the right, my grandson's right number.
Okay, that's okay. You could text me anytime if I could update it if it's not.
Okay. You say it's 6 a.m.?
What?
What time y'all stay? How long y'all stay over?
How long for what?
How long you stay over?
Oh, till 5.
Okay.
Yeah. But can I try to call the service coordinator? I'll see if Brittany answers.
Yes.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me try to bring up the line.
That's just right number with one Wednesday first. But wait, I can call them and give it the right number. I think it is.
It's been forwarded to voicemail.
She didn't answer.
The person you're trying to reach
mail.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hi, Brittany. This is Shane McClung for Family First Care. This is in regards to the member Anita Robbins. She's here on the line. Her Medicaid ID is 00238488872. She is transferring over to our agency, and we're onboarding her grandson to be her grandson Judas to be the caregiver. So I'm calling to request the authorization if you could send it over. My number is 267-551-7427, and the provider ID is 307-828-94, tax ID 822-843-555. Anita, anything you want to add for Brittany?
No. I just want to do that for, I want to call, you want to send the application to him, right?
Yes, and so we'll be waiting for a call back from her so we could get
service
started as soon as possible. Thank you, Brittany.
Okay.
Okay, so we left her a voicemail. Hopefully she'll call back. I want to make sure if she calls you back directly, just let her know that we're onboarding your grandson with our agency, Family First. Okay?
Okay.
Now let me see if I can transfer you to an intake to an intake coordinator.
Who else there is? Well, I said, that's James, I called him, or Kitty's, I called him, anybody else is on. I called him. Ain't no one gonna answer this phone. This phone is cut off. This number is cut off.
Hello?
You know what you get right now? You get it from your heart and mind. You get it from faces. Your mind number 267-441-2176. That's the wrong number. So.
Okay, so I'll transfer over to Dina. She's an enrollment specialist.
Now, who's she?
She's from the enrollment team.
And what's she going to do?
She will just introduce herself and she will help us get the application for Judith.
Okay.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Yes.
Am I speaking with Anita?
Yes, you're speaking with Anita.
Hi, Anita. You were just transferred from Shanedell, right?
Yes, I was trying to get an application for my grandson.
Yes, okay. So I'm an intake coordinator, so I'll be assisting you guys throughout the onboarding process. Now, we're going to text over the application process to your grandson. If you want to assist him, we can send it to you as well. That's up to you.
Okay.
Would you be interested in that? Do you want to send it to you or just your grandson?
Well, you could send it to my grandson, but you could send it to me, really.
Okay.
And
I'll send it
my
to the both of you.
I get to. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And once he fills everything out and we get through to the service coordinator to request an authorization, we can start. Now, are you switching an agency or are you coming for the first time for services?
I'm switching to my grandson.
You're switching to your grandson. Okay, I understand. So, go ahead.
No, I'm asking you.
Okay. So I just wanted to know what day you'd be looking to start. Generally, your insurance, Keystone, can take up to...
Is this
your
mom? Okay, this is he. Did you know your brother
generally,
with
Keystone can take up to 4 days to send an authorization to us. And within those days, your grandson will have enough time to complete his paperwork. So we can aim for Friday... You want to do Friday or want to do Monday next
week? Can you check over the steps and see what you can call? I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Up to you.
So when are you going to send out?
So all the paperwork will be sent within the next 5 minutes. Let's aim for everything to be in by this upcoming Friday, and we'll try to get in touch with Keystone to make that happen, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I have your number here. I'm going to send you my number. And we'll be in touch with you and your grandson throughout the process, okay? But you can always call.
Okay, so I can get the paper when?
The paperwork should all be in by this Friday, the 27th.
So when are you going to send it out?
We're going to send it out within the next minute. Okay?
You're going to send it to my...
I'm going to text it to you and your grandson.
You want to text it on my phone?
Yes, I'm going to text it on your phone, and I'm going to text it on your grandson.
Okay, I got to make sure I give you the right number to my grandson. That's why I thought I had to call you, but I want to make sure you got the right number.
Oh, okay. Do you want to text me that number, or do you have it with you now?
I don't know if that's the right number. I want to make sure that's the right number. So when you text it to him, he'll have it.
Yeah.
I have to text. Can I call you right back? You got a number I can call you right
back?
Sure.
I just sent you my name and information. If you want, you can write it down as well, my number. And then when you have his number, you can give it to me.
Okay.
Miss Jackie works here.
Okay.
Do Miss Jackie work there?
What do you say?
Do Miss Jackie work in your company?
Oh, yes, she does. I believe it's the same one. Thank you. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. All right. We'll be in touch. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye.